Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message on holiness. And we were looking at the 11th chapter of Leviticus, and the book of Leviticus deals with all the regulations and all the rules and the very specific instructions that were given to Moses for the people of God, the Israelites, when they were in the wilderness and to follow in succeeding generations. And they were very specific, and we were looking at verses 46 and 47 in the 11th chapter of Leviticus, where the Lord was making a difference between the unclean and the clean animals. And you might say, well, Sister Glass, that's the Old Testament. We don't have to be concerned about that. But we want to understand what was God saying through that example, through those regulations, through those restrictions. Verse 45 says, I am the Lord that bringeth you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. Ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. And so there's a warning given in this 11th chapter. A warning is given to God's people, and there's distinctions that are being made and reasons why God's chosen people should live separated lives. The listing of all the animals, the creeping things, the fish, the fowl of the air, God says that His people may not eat of certain of them. That was quite different what God told Noah. Why? Because He's setting a people apart, a holy people, to Himself. What does the scripture say? You are a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. That applies to us, beloved, and we need to see that what God was foreshadowing in the Old Covenant is eminently true of us today as New Testament believers. God says that His people may not eat of certain of them. Now, those dietary restrictions and that aspect of the law, that's not upon us today. But He says to His people then, they are unclean to you. They are an abomination unto you. Other people, the other nations, they could eat of unclean animals, but not God's people. And beloved, we today, the redeemed of the Lord, are His people. We've been bought by the precious blood of the Lamb. We have been separated for the glory of God's name. So our manner of living must not be after the indiscriminating manner of the ungodly. The lesson for us is plain. Think about that. He was showing that God, we, even though we are under the law of liberty, not license, the law of liberty, our lives, our actions, our speech, our attitudes, our motives, everything should be quite different from that of the world. We are not to partake of the unclean thing. Come out from among them, my people. Don't be partakers of the sins of the world. There are distinctions made. God Himself distinguishes what is clean or unclean for His people. He did this very specifically under the Old Covenant, and He's just as specific under the New Covenant. As we read the New Covenant, it tells us the manner of our life, the manner of our conduct, of our conversation. He doesn't leave, under the Old Covenant, He doesn't leave the judgment to them, and He doesn't in the New. He's not vague or unclear. He is very precise and detailed. And we need to observe these spiritual lessons. It's interesting to note, He talks about the clean animals. They're known by their feet and mouth. You know, they part the hoof, and they chew the cud. That's verse 3. Well, let me just read that for you in Leviticus chapter 11. Whatsoever parteth the hoof and is cloven-footed and cheweth the cud among the beasts, that shall ye eat. He's making a distinction. He said, okay, these are this is what I want you to do. Now, what's the purpose in that? Well, God, for his purposes, listen to me, beloved, he places special emphasis upon the feet and the mouth. What does this suggest for us today? Don't you suppose that does apply? The feet and the mouth point to our walk and our word as evidence of being clean, if you will, sanctified before the Lord, of being God's people, as a witness to the ungodly, as a testimony to those that don't know Jesus. Many professing Christians today are sorely troubled with a foot and mouth disease. They don't delight to walk in God's ways or to speak in his name. God speaks in Proverbs 6 and 18 of feet that be swift running to mischief as one of the six things that he hates. And in Proverbs 4, 26, we're exhorted to, and I'm quoting, ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. And of course, I probably don't have to remind you, you're probably thinking of it already, what James says in the New Testament in his epistle, the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members. And so we see that, you know, if we live in the Spirit, why does the Scripture say walk in the Spirit? And so what seems to be such an obscure and unrelated and insignificant application to our lives is very, very prominent, very, very applicable, because it talks about our lives today, yours and mine. How are we representing the Lord? Just like observing those specific and very rigorous dietary recommendations and commands that God gave to his people in the Old Covenant, distinguished them from the people of that surrounded them. So today, how our feet walk and how our mouths speak distinguish us today from the people in the world. It says, all fowls, all flying things that creep shall be an abomination unto you. Think about this. This is really beautiful. It's like, huh? Well, okay, what? What does that have to do with us? That's in verse 20. And think about this. All those creatures who have the power to rise up into heavenly places, but instead spend their time in crawling on the earth. Well, God says they're in an unclean state, and they are abominable in the sight of God. Does that suggest a comparison to you? God says strongly in Revelation, the third chapter, verses 15 and 16, I would, this is Jesus speaking, I would that you were cold or hot, because thou art neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. In Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter, verse 3, There's a charge against God's people that they shall not eat or become partaker of any abominable thing. And those, beloved, who are gifted with the wings of faith, they become unclean when they get among the creeping things. Note the curse that is given to the serpent in Eden. He said he cursed that serpent, representing Satan, that well, we won't even go there into all those details, but the faith, he says, he spoke to the serpent, at least our rendition in English says, and you shall crawl upon your belly and eat dust all the days of your life. And so, even in what seems to be an obscure rule for the children of Israel, we can see how it applies to our lives today. Now, let's move on. What are the reasons for holiness? Well, I've shared, you know, we saw what verse 45 said, be holy for I am holy. It's a command, right? It should be obvious, but it's good to review them. We are God's chosen, redeemed people, and there are powerful arguments why we should live separated lives from the unclean things of the world. Okay, first of all, it's God's sovereign claim over us. Verse 44, I am the Lord your God. That's what he says. And of course, for his people Israel, I am the Lord your God, verse 45, that bringeth you out of the land of Egypt. He's done that for us. He's taken us out of our Egypt, which represents the world. He's translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into this kingdom of God's dear Son. I am the Lord your God. This is a blessed revelation indeed. I am your God. He's your God, brother and sister. The risen Christ said to his disciples, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, unto my God and your God. And when his disciples asked him, Lord, teach us how to pray. So he said, he related what we call the Lord's Prayer. It's really our prayer. But we begin by saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed or holy be thy name. Okay, let's continue now to look at the reasons for holiness. Well, verse 45 again says, this is because of what he's done for us. I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. We have been delivered out of the hand of our enemies that we might serve him without fear in holiness. Let's look at a New Testament example, and I'm going to go to the Gospel of Luke, that first chapter, and I'm going to read verses 74 and 75, that he would grant unto us that we would be, and this is Zechariah speaking, he was filled with the Spirit and prophesying because of the birth of John the Baptist, we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our lives. Praise God. And so this is the purpose, that we without fear can serve him. The dominion of sin over us and in us has been destroyed because we have been redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb. So we walk in holiness because of his claim upon us and for what he has done for us. Well, we're going to look at more reasons for holiness on tomorrow's broadcast. I do invite you to join us. We're heard at the same time every day, Monday through Friday, on this station. Or if you choose, you can listen to our podcast on the UCM website, unveilchrist.org. Click on the broadcast. They are archived there for your convenience. If you choose to email, I invite you to share your mailing address so I can respond personally to you. However, I will always pray for what your request is and confirm receipt. I love you. Pray for you every day. My radio family, my UCM partners, you're always on my heart. Many times the Lord brings those who have written individual needs at various times of the day, and I continue to pray, not just when I answer your letter. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.